didn't call you. You called me.
I know, but you called me before. You called me first.
I was on my way home from Home Depot.
You called me.
Now I feel like we're all being disciplined.
Let me just say, fellas.
Cheers.
To you. To you guys. And darling, to you as well.
Well, you know, I don't know why you called me to rub my nose in it. I tell you, it's not a good idea. I wouldn't have even heard it if you had done it.
There you go. All right. Well, it's done now. It's done now. My God. What am I going to do? I can't control the show. Okay. It's done.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Yeah. I love you, too. And I still respect you.
You what?
I respect you.
She respects you.
No, that means she doesn't respect me. But I've learned to live with that.
All right. Good.
That's one of the trade-offs in this marriage. I've learned to live with your lack of respect for me.
I think anybody listening now would describe what we're hearing as a power struggle.
Yes. And I love you and I respect you.
I do. My respect for you has grown immeasurably over the past, you know, over the time we've been married.
And likewise.
And a little setback, I'm sure it'll grow some more tomorrow.
Okay. Listen, if you really want an insight to what my life is really like,
between the lines here.
Yeah, these are the mind games that she plays with me. I mean, like every day. Not about something stupid like drinking on the radio.
She's
like,
much more subtle with you. In my case, she just called me a name.
I didn't mean that, Mike. Mike, you only said it was I was saying kind of in the way that you were saying that it's okay to drink at work, and I was
right.
saying only at McMahon.
Right. So you're worried about his feelings. My feelings, you trample all over.
No offense taken. It's just a little setback.
Well, Mike doesn't need my respect, darling. I mean, he doesn't even try for it.
You're right about that. Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, this crazy. Is fun. This All is right. fun. You know, when we've had occasions to go out socially, this is what it's like when Frieda and I are together socially, too. So that's fun.
Absolutely. All right, darling.
All right, Ab. Enjoy yourself, my baby.
I'm done with it. I did what I was going to do. I did my post. That's it. I'm not out of my mind.
If you think that's the right thing to do, very good.
Well, yes, it is the right thing to do.
All right. You're
I also
fine.
Thought it was the right thing to do for Buzz to push his wife off that ladder last night.
No, I didn't push.
But I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course, I'm kidding.
Goodbye. Have right. fun.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have fun on eBay.
There she goes.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
You know, it's Charlie Ridgewood said, hey.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
Jacob, are you happy that you've caused all this today?
He's thrilled.
Thrilled.
He's rightly so.
He's thrilled.
He's a mellow dude.
All right, yeah. Jacob, you got to get out of here now. We got to do the show.
Have Jacob, fun. And thank you very, very much.
Have fun in Prague. Thank you for listening to the show every day.
When do you go back to Prague?
On the 2nd, I'm going up to Boston next to do a absinthe party for a Boston newspaper.
Okay, very good. Wonderful. You're the man.
Thanks for the real stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks for the real stuff.
You got anything you want to do? Are we allowed to have him plug anything or not?
What's your website?
My website is www.greenferry.org.
There you go.
Good guy.
All right, go there.
Good guy. And this is a friend of yours, right?
Absolutely.
I consider him so, yes.
There you go.
Greenferry.org.
Right. It's almost like Donnie Brasco. He's a friend of yours?
He's a friend of ours.
He's a friend of ours.
There you go.
That. Forget about it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah,
thanks, Jacob. We learned a lot. How many bottles are you getting, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just getting two. Hey, a little two. And, Jacob, I'll get you my email address, and we'll communicate, you and me.
All right, thanks a lot, Eva.
Thank you, Jacob.
Very nice meeting you, Jacob.
Take care.
Gonna make that trip to Prague.
Good luck in Prague.
You and me, pal.
That's it.
Good luck in Prague.
We're off.
Okay. That's it. We've got the stuff. It's the absinthe show, but it's the absinthe show like we planned. Mike,
what?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
See now, Frieda,
no,
are you
fine.
Listening?
I'm fine.
This is what I like. I like being in control and having Mike like he is when we go out. This, for me, is fun.
Amen, brother.
Especially when you do that thing, when you point at me like you just did.
Amen.
Like that, hey, baby.
Amen.
That showbiz thing, baby.
Absolutely.
Because it's you, baby.
That's right.
It's all about you, baby.
It's fantastic. And I think everything worked out for the best.
So do I. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, turn the radio down, please.
I did.
Yes.
All I got to say is... I gotta hand it to you. Your wife and you are gonna last for a long time, Don.
Yes, I know.
The reason for that is because Frieda wants it that way.
Here's another guy. Okay.
Oh, you know what?
With the
that's
and then
rot.
And then go ahead and hang up, dummy.
There are ways you can do that and ways you can't. You know what? I'll tell you. For those of us that are on the other side, you know, how many years you been married?
124. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Mike, don't ball your fists up.
Yeah,
here, buddy.
Pop that.
Hello.
Go ahead and ball
you're
your fists.
You're on the air.
Thanks very much. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Johnny Depp turn into a vapid, burned out waste case from that absent stuff in that movie From Hell?
What was the movie From Hell?
From Hell.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was all messed up. He fell in love with Heather Green, but he couldn't.
That was about Jack the Ripper. That was about Jack the Ripper, but wasn't that a heavier narcotic?
Yeah, he was so locked up in that stuff all the time that he couldn't get to Heather Green in time
to
save her.
Well, he didn't just have it once every 3 weeks on his radio show.
But wasn't the story, Buzz, that this stuff, like when some of the movies are based on the fact that this stuff had certain properties that really whacked people out in the day?
In the olden days, it was made with really bad moonshine, and that poisoned people, and that's what made them insane. This product doesn't do that.
This what?
This product.
How's Jeremy Piven doing, Buzz?
He's my favorite actor, that hello. Jeremy Piven.
Don and Mike show, hello.
So I'm like, hey, I want to let you know that Martha Stewart is actually, this is a true story, she has a huge collection of absinthe spoons. She's a big collector.
Yeah, I bet she
I kid you not. I kid you not.
Thank you. Hello.
She collected the bottles. She'd be more interested.
Maybe she'd be able to bring him to prison with her.
Hello.
Yeah, call him Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you, if you're going to be partying with your boys here, can't have your wife involved. It's like taking your wife to a football game or to a poker match.
Hey,
strip club.
Hey,
buzzkill, Don. Come on, get with the program, buddy.
Hey, it's a buzzkill. Hey, first off, I do take my wife to a football game. My wife has been to a strip club. And third, all the other guys are getting drunk. Dude, I didn't want to, even though my wife said not to. Get off my ass.
Hey. Anyways, Buzz, Mike, you guys got it going on.
Yeah.
That Don can't party with you properly.
Yeah, you're a real man. How about Rob? Rob, how come you're not drinking, Rob?
Well, because I'm a pussy, Don.
Yeah. No, you're not, Rob.
Hello. Don and Mike.
No, you are not.
Hello.
Don't let anybody tell you that. Just another word for designated driver.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Come on.
Hey, I was wondering if you're going to have absinthe in the next DVD CD-ROM that you're putting out.
Yeah. That's right, Mike.
That's good. Remodel of every disc.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the reason why absinthe was bad for you back in the day, but isn't now. They used to think it was wormwood that made it poisonous, but it used to be stored in copper kettles, and copper is extremely toxic.
Listen,
and
I'm not even buzzing.
I like that, though. I'm interested in that.
Oh, you are?
Well, no,
I'm not.
It was stored in copper kettles, and the copper made it poisonous.
That's correct.
Oh, very cool.
Well, there you go.
That's a neat factoid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, Mike, have you been out in your boat lately?
What's that?
Have you been out on your boat lately?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Well, I just wonder, because I boat down there, and I wonder if you can single-man water ski behind it like the Grease Man does.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Single-man water ski.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
On the SSO.
Oh, we got to take a break. Hello.
Good ship O.
The good ship O.
On Mike show.
Old America.
In America. Yeah, hi.
Hello?
I'm in America right now.
Oh, you're on the air. What's happening here? Where's the guy? You call her. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, Don, don't worry about what...
I don't worry about... Can I let you in on a secret? I don't worry about what any of you little brains think. You're all listening to the show. That's all I care about.
And that's the exact point.
Thank
man.
You.
By the way...
Goodbye. We will be right back.
He's the Don and Mike show.
And by the way,
take a call, K-Pay, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of, not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Did you see him on MSNBC last night?
Who, Mike?
Don Imus with his wife and child.
Seen him on the Larry King show before. How you feeling, pal?
I'm